between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And Tuesday night, chance of showers, mainly before 7 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 46. West winds around 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is a low 30%. So make sure you get on out there and vote. All right, and you are listening to Get Healthy Hunting with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health matters, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. There's been a lot of controversy and all, and we're going to get into some commercials here real quick, and we'll be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit HunterdonChamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And there you have it. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are with Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health matters, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. One of the topics we were talking about, and we did some investigation and found some interesting information about what's going on out there, is how your body's immune system helps supply, support, and maintain your body in a state of homeostasis in as far as balance, as opposed to allowing it to get into a disease, then a disease state, which can then lead into death. In our office at Nutrimost of Flemington, our goal and our movement is always towards keeping you between homeostasis and disease, and never any further than that. This way we can easily get you back into a homeostasis level, a balance level with all of your structural, nutritional, and emotional states. So one of the things that has been happening for decades, anatomy textbooks taught that the two most complicated systems in the body, the brain and the immune system, existed in almost complete isolation from each other, which means the brain focused on the business of operating the body and the immune system focused on defending it. In healthy individuals, the two never met. Only in certain cases of disease or trauma did cells from the immune system enter the brain, and when they did so, it was to attack. In recent years, a rush of new findings had revolutionized scientists' understanding of the two systems. Mounting evidence indicates that the brain and the immune system interact routinely, both in sickness and in health. What a marriage. The immune system can help support an injured brain, for example. It also plays a role in helping the brain to cope with stress and aids such essential brain functions as learning and social behavior. What is more, the immune system might qualify as a kind of surveillance organ that detects microorganisms in and around the body and informs the brain about them, much as our eyes relay visual information and our ears transmit auditory signals. So in other words, the brain and the immune system do not just cross paths more often than previously thought, they are thoroughly entwined and entwined. Conventional wisdom long held that the brain and the immune system did not interact in a healthy individual, but those in recent years, however, researchers have amassed ample evidence to be able to say that the two systems are closely connected. Scientists still have much to learn about this new field of neuroimmunology, but its findings could lead to new insights into and therapies for a number of neurological disorders. Researchers are still in the early stages of studying this new field of neuroimmunology, but already it is becoming clear that the brain responds to immunological information and how that information controls and affects brain circuitry could be the key to understanding many neurological diseases, from autism to Alzheimer's, and developing new therapies for them. Effects to treat such disorders have typically met with disappointing results because most drugs cannot easily penetrate the brain. The findings from neuroimmunology raise the tantalizing possibilities that targeting the immune system might be a more effective tactic. Received wisdom. To understand the significance of these discoveries, it helps to know a little bit about how the brain and the immune system are structured, and of course how they work. The brain is our supercomputer and master regulator, working with the spinal cord and several cranial nerves, which together constitute the central nervous system, the CNS. It controls all the body's functions. Given the vast scope of the brain's responsibility, it is perhaps no surprise that the organ is incredibly intricate. Its basic functional units are called neurons, which occupy roughly half of the brain. The human brain contains an estimated 100 billion neurons interlinked by approximately 100 trillion connections called synapses. The neurons, along with various types of non-neuronal cells called glia, make up the brain's parenchyma, the functional tissue responsible for processing information. Other key players include stromal cells, which physically support the parenchyma cells, and endothelial cells, which compose the blood vessels that supply the brain and form the blood-brain barrier. What is that? That limits the passage of substances from other parts of the body into the brain. So for many years and stuff, the pharmaceutical industry has had an issue and had a hard time trying to figure out how to get their medications across that blood-brain barrier that was designed by some higher level of infinite wisdom to protect the brain tissue from being bombarded by all of these foreign substances. Now with micro piggybacking protein synthesis of different carrier agents and stuff, they're able to fool the body and allow these medications to get across the barrier by piggybacking on the backs of a lot of these newfound agents and all. For its part, the immune system has two major components, innate immunity and adaptive immunity. Innate immunity is the more primitive element, having evolved about a billion years ago in the first cells to detect and dispatch enemy forces quickly but without much precision. It is the body's first line of defense against pathogens, consisting of physical and chemical barriers to them, as well as cells that kill them. Innate immunity initiates the inflammatory response, in which white blood cells swarm the site of infection and churn out proteins that induce heat and swelling to confine and destroy the pathogens. Adaptive immunity, which evolved after the innate component was established, consists mainly of cells called T lymphocytes and B lymphocytes, which can recognize a specific pathogen and mount a corresponding targeted attack against it. In a perfect world, all adaptive immune cells would take aim only at external pathogens and would not touch the body's own protein or cells. But in about 1% of the population, adaptive immunity loses control and attacks cells in the individual's own tissues, causing autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis, arthritis, and certain forms of diabetes, among many others. Still, the system has an impressive success rate, targeting foreign invaders exclusively in some 99% of the individuals. Research long thought that the immune system worked by simply distinguishing an organism's own constitution from non-self ones. But eventually, more complex theories began to emerge. In the 1990s, physician Polly Matzinger of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease proposed that the immune system recognized not only foreign invaders, but also damage to these tissues. This notion gained support from the subsequent identification of molecules that are released by injured, infected, or otherwise damaged tissues. These molecules attract the attention of the immune system, triggering a cascade of events that lead to activation of the immune system, recruitment of immune cells to the site of injury, and elimination, or at least an attempt at elimination, of an alarm-causing invader or injury. In addition, experiments have found that suppression of adaptive immunity accelerates the development and growth of tumors and slows down the healing process in damaged tissues. Such findings show that the immune system, once considered to be laser-focused on protecting the body from foreign invasions, actually has a far greater view, regulating the body's tissues to help them to maintain equilibrium in the face of all manner of insults, injuries, or attacks, whether from within or from without. We are going to take a little break here to pay the gas bill, and we will return.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health matters, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. We were talking about the misconception that we've had for many, many years about the brain and the immune system being completely isolated and separate from each other and only occasionally would come together and all. What we're finding out now with the latest research and all, that is not true. Until recently, scientists were quite sure that this view did not extend to the brain. As early as the 1920s, researchers observed that although the healthy brain harbors immune cells native to the central nervous system called the microglia, immune cells from elsewhere in the body, so-called peripheral immune cells, are not usually found there. The blood-brain barrier keeps them out. In the 1940s, biologist Peter Medawar, who won the Nobel Prize for his research, showed that the body is slower to reject foreign tissue grafted onto the brain than grafts placed elsewhere in the body. The brain was immune-privileged, he argued, impervious to the immune system. Peripheral immune cells do appear in the parenchymal and spinal cord of patients with brain infections or injuries. However, and a mouse study demonstrated that these cells caused a debilitating paralysis associated with the disease. Based on such findings, scientists suggested that the brain and the immune system have nothing to do with one another except in cases of pathogenesis that allow immune cells to enter the cerebral central nervous system and wage war on the neurons. Exactly how the immune cells breach the blood-brain barrier in such instances is uncertain, but it may be that the barrier gets activated during brain disease in ways that allows immune cells to cross over in a seminal study, similar study published in the 1992, Lawrence Steinman of the Stanford University and his colleagues found that in mice with a condition similar to multiple sclerosis, peripheral immune cells make a protein called alpha B beta 1 intrig that allows them to penetrate the barrier. A drug that inhibits the interaction between the integrin and the endothelial cells is one of the most potent treatments for MS patients. The theory that the brain and the immune system lead separate lives prevailed for decades, but it was not without skeptics. Some wondered why, if the immune system is the body's main fighting force against pathogens, the brain would give up readily access to such a system of defense. Supporters of the theory responded that the blood-brain barrier prevents the entry of most pathogens into the brain, so the brain has no need to accommodate the immune system, especially if it could cause problems by being there, doing battle with neurons, for instance. The skeptics pointed out that several viruses, as well as some bacteria and parasites, can access the brain. And far from ignoring these transgressions, the immune system responds to them, rushing to the brain to manage the invading agent. Perhaps the scarcity of pathogens in the brain is not because of the blood-brain barrier is so effective at filtering them out, but because the immune system is so effective at fighting them. Indeed, studies have shown that immunosuppression-pressed patients suffer complications that often affect the central nervous system. Eventually, such arguments and a growing appreciation of the immune system's role in supporting damaged bodily tissue prompted research to re-examine its role in the central nervous system. When they took a closer look at the central nervous system in rats and mice, for instance, with spinal cord injuries, they found it overrun with infiltrating immune cells. In experiments carried out in the late 1990s, Professor Schwartz of the Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, Israel, showed that eliminating immune cells after injury to the central nervous system worsened neuron loss and brain function, whereas boosting the immune response improves neuron survival. Most recently, studies led by Stanley Apel of the Houston Methodist Hospital and Matthew Bluntman Jones of the University of California, Irvin has found that lateral amyloidotic lateral sclerosis, so ALS, and Alzheimer's disease developed more severely and rapidly in mice engineered to lack adaptive immunity than in normal mice. Restoring adaptive immunity slows the progress of such diseases. These results indicate that immune cells help neurons rather than only hurting them, as was previously supposed. At first glance, the immune system's intervention to protect the injured central nervous system does not make sense. When the central nervous system sustains trauma, the immune system mounts an inflammatory response, releasing toxic substance to eliminate pathogens and, in some cases, to remove damaged cells, which thereby restores equilibrium. The inflammatory response is a blunt instrument, however, taking out some of the good guys along with the bad. In other tissues, such collateral damage is intolerable because the tissues regenerate regularly. But central nervous system tissue is limited in its ability to grow back, which means that damage from the immune response is typically permanent. That's very easily seen in as far as when you have a spinal cord injury. These people are generally left in a paralysis state or, you know, very, very limited motion and stuff. A prime example would be Christopher Reeve, Superman as we knew him, when he did his horse jumping accident and broke his neck. He was then confined to a wheelchair because those nerves would not grow back. Perhaps stem cell intervention will be the latest foot road to take and all. But the central nervous tissue is limited in its ability to grow back, which means that damage from the immune response is typically permanent. Given the potential for immune activity to wreak havoc in the brain, the cost of intervention could often outweigh the benefits. But maybe the immune response observed after central nervous system injury is simply an extension of the immune response that aids brain function under normal conditions. Recent studies support this notion. Collaboration with Haggit Cohen of Ben Gurion University of Negra in Israel and Schwartz revealed that mice that experienced stressful stimuli such as exposure to the smell of their own natural predators develop an immediate stress response. In this case, hiding in a maze rather than exploring it. In 90% of the cases, the stress response disappears within hours or days. But for the other 10%, the response persists for days to weeks. Mice in the lateral group can thus serve as an animal model for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Interestingly, when mice lacking adaptive immunity are compared with mice that have a normal immune system, the incidence of post-traumatic stress disorder is increased several-fold. These results provided the first indication that the immune system supports the brain not only during infection and injuries, but also during psychological stress. You see how important it is to take a look at your environment, whether it's at work, whether it's getting to work, whether it's getting back home, at home, relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, with your friends, a multitude of things, and just how stress can have such a long effect on people and all. Though not as nerve-wracking as exposure to predator, tasks that require learning are also stressful. Think of preparing for an exam or even cooking a new recipe. Could an inability to deal with stress hinder the learning process itself? To test this hypothesis, a colleague compared the performance of mice lacking adaptive immunity with that of a control group in various behavioral tests. They found that mice without adaptive immunity, unlike the controls, performed poorly in tasks requiring spatial learning and memory, such as figuring out the location of a platform hidden in a large pool of water. We have since shown that the mice lacking adaptive immunity exhibit not only impaired spatial learning behavior, but also compromised social behavior, preferring to spend their time with an inanimate object rather than with another mouse. We're going to take another commercial break, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top diplomat says denuclearization talks with North Korea are resuming this week in New York.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the coming talks a good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how Pyongyang might end its nuclear weapons program.
We're very focused. We know with whom we're negotiating. We know what their positions are. And President Trump's made his position very clear. No economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective.
Last week, Pyongyang made a threat it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions were not lifted.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. Meanwhile, Iran's president's defiant as reimposed U.S. sanctions take effect today. He says on Iranian state TV his nation will continue to sell oil despite the sanctions that are aimed at crippling Iran's economy. And this is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump holding three more rallies today on this eve of Election Day. He'll be in Cleveland, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Yesterday in Georgia, he told a rally he doesn't think Democrats are going to win control of the House, but then again,
you better get out and vote, otherwise I'm going to look very bad with this statement. Huh?
Polls just out today showing Democrats' lead going into tomorrow's midterms is tightening. An ABC News Washington Post poll showing 52% of likely voters favor a generic Democratic congressional candidate over a generic Republican. Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson catching heat for making jokes about the eye patch worn by a Texas congressional candidate. Republican Dan Crenshaw, running in Texas, having lost an eye when he served as a U.S. Navy SEAL. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez is saying that working families are getting left behind in the Donald Trump economy. On the State of the Union program on CNN, he said that wage growth does not match inflation in most areas of life. He was talking about new economic numbers released on Friday that showed annual wage growth has topped 3% for the first time since the Great Recession of 2009. But Perez says people who work a full-time job need to feel like they can support their family without just treading water. Jury selection starts today in the trial of drug lord El Chapo, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, accused of numerous drug offenses and of using violence and intimidation to become one of the world's richest drug lords. Lawyers had requested additional time to review thousands of pages of documents related to the witnesses who will be testifying against him, the judge rejecting those arguments, saying neither side will be as ready as they'd like to be, given the complex nature of the proceedings, but it's time the trial gets started. And Amazon Alexa will now be able to help you cook your Thanksgiving turkey. It's always allowed you to text or email your turkey questions, or at least it has in recent years. But now, if you have Amazon Echo, just say, Alexa, ask Butterball. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. When your health is at issue, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. As we were talking about the blood-brain barrier and the connection between the immune system and the brain itself, there's always been this battle going on. Does it work? Do they communicate? How does it all happen? The body in its infinite wisdom had developed this protective barrier called the blood-brain barrier that basically did not allow pathogens and things to cross it and get into the brain tissue. This was always an issue that the pharmaceuticals companies had about getting medication to the brain area and all. And we found that, they've been able to do different things with biotechnology and piggybacking on protein molecules and all. So let us continue our review of all that this is going on. As evidence that the immune system plays important roles in different brain functions has accumulated, new unknowns have emerged. How the immune system exerts its influence in the central nervous system is one. After all, apart from the microglia, no immune cells are present within the parenchymas of the healthy individuals. Clues have come from proteins called cytokines, which are made by the immune cells and influence the behavior of other cells. Cytokines released by the peripheral immune cells can affect the brain. They presumably gain entrance through the brain area that lack the regular blood-brain barrier and could directly impact the brain through the vagus nerve, which runs from the brain to the abdominal region. The available evidence suggests that the immune cells within the meninges, the membrane that surrounds the brain, are also the source of the cytokines that affect the brain function. How these immune cells enter the meninges, how they circulate there, and how they produce their cytokines are currently the subject of very intense research. If they can figure this out, then the pharmaceutical companies now have a doorway into the brain to be able to deliver their medications. Recent studies of an intriguing discovery that bears on these questions. It has to do with how the body gets rid of toxins and waste. The tissues in the body contains two types of vessels, just as a house has two types of pipes that serve it, one for water, the other for sewage. Our tissues have the blood vessels that carry oxygen and nutrients to them, and the lymphatic vessels that remove toxins and other waste materials that the tissue produces. The lymphatic vessels also ferry antigens, substance capable of inducing an immune response, from the tissues into tissue-damaged lymph nodes, where they are presented to the immune cells to be inspected for information on the draining tissue. On detecting a problem such as injury or infection in their tissue, the immune cells activate and migrate to the affected tissue to try to resolve the problem. because of the enduring belief that the healthy brain is disconnected from the immune system, and because the parenchyma do not contain lymphatic vessels, scientists long assumed that neither the brain nor the rest of the central nervous system is serviced by the lymphatic network. Yet, this assumption presented a conundrum. Why would the brain not report to the immune system about potential problems that might be affecting it and that the immune system might help resolve? And also, how does the immune system nevertheless receive information on brain infections? Furthermore, studies have found that the brain injuries provoke a strong immune response in lymph nodes located outside the brain. How is this possible? Fascinated by the immune activity in the meninges and its effect on the brain function, studies were done to decide to take a closer look at these membranes. In doing so, they made a serendipitous discovery. It turns out they house lymphatic vessels. Several other research groups have since made similar findings in fish, mice, rats, non-human primates, and humans themselves. The results confirm earlier proposals for a link between the brain and the lymph system that were made some 200 years ago, but largely dismissed. These vessels represent a bona fide lymphatic network that drains the central nervous system, a missing link that can relay information about the brain infection and injuries to the immune system. The presence of both lymphatic vessels and immune cells in the meninges means researchers need to rethink the exact function of these membranes. The traditional explanation holds that they simply carry the cerebrospinal fluid, which buoys or, you know, holds and supports the brain. But considering how densely packed the brain's constituent cells are and how sensitive its neurons are when they fire their electrical signal, perhaps moving all of the brain's immune activity to the meningeal borders was evolution's solution to the problem of allowing the immune system to serve the entire central nervous system without interfering with the neuron function. The discovery of the brain's lymphatic vessels revealed how the immune system receives information about tissue damage in the central nervous system. For insights into how the meningeal immune cells actually communicate with the parenchyma and affect it from afar, however, we have to turn to another branch of the brain's waste removal system. In addition to the lymphatic network that we discovered, the central nervous system also has a network of channels in the parenchyma through which the cerebrospinal fluid gets access to the brain. A researcher from the University of Rochester had dubbed this network the glomatic system. The fluid enters the parenchyma through spaces surrounding the arteries that pipe into the brain from the meninges and washes through the tissues until it recollects in the spaces surrounding the veins and then return to the pool of cerebrospinal fluid in the meninges. This flow of fluid presumably carries immune molecules such as cytokines from the meninges into the parenchyma where they can exert their influence. We're going to stop for a moment for a break and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
And you are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Hunterdon. When your health is at issue, Nutrimost of Flemington can help. We were discussing the intricacies between the blood-brain barrier, how it helps to protect the brain, and from the immune system role, and we're just going to continue on with this. It's kind of an interesting study that goes on. The study of the cytokines has illustrated how the modulates behavior. For example, Dr. Danzer from the Texas Anderson Cancer Center and the University of Illinois have determined that interleukin 1 beta initiates sickness behavior, the name given to the constellation of behavioral people typically exhibit when ill, such as sleeping excessively, eating less, and withdrawing from social contact. Their recent showing that interferon gamma, a cytokine produced by the meningeal T cells, interacts with neurons in the brain's prefrontal cortex, which, among other things, its function is involved in social behavior. Surprisingly, this cytokine does not exert its influence via the brain's resident immune cells, which are the microglia, but rather those neurons that control the circuits associated with social behavior. In fact, cytokines are essential for proper function of the circuits. In the absence of T cells or their interferon gamma, these neurons fail to regulate the circuits correctly, and circuit hyperactivity ensues, a disturbance linked to social deficits. Thus, a cytokine produced by the immune cells in the meninges can change the activity of neurons, thereby altering the function of the circuit and changing the underlying behavior. Interferon gamma is not the only immune molecule that affects brain function. Another doctor, Mario Di Bono, of the Laboratory of Molecular Biology in England, showed that another cytokine activates sensory neurons in the roundworm and changes the creature's oxygen-sensing behavior. Recent work in mice by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has demonstrated that the interaction with neurons in the brain's cortex and altered behavior relationship to autism spectrum disorder. So one might wonder why an organ as powerful as the brain needs to be controlled or supported by the immune system to function properly. There has been several theories and hypotheses for why the two systems are so closely linked. The five established senses, sense, smell, touch, taste, sight, and hearing. The sense of position and movement or proprioception is often referred to as the sixth sense. These senses report to the brain about our external and internal environments, providing a basis on which the brain can compute the activity needed for self-preservation. Microorganisms abound in these environments, and the ability to sense them and defend against them when needed is central to survival. Our immune system excels at exactly that, with innate immunity ability to generally recognize patterns and types of invaders and adapt immunity's talent for recognizing specific invaders. That the defining role of the immune system is to detect microorganisms and inform the brain about them. If the immune response is hardwired into the brain, that would make it a seventh sense. There are ways to test this hypothesis because the brain circuits are all interconnected. Interference with one circuit tends to affect others as well. For instance, food tastes different when our sense of smell is impaired. Evidence that interference with immune input disrupts other circuits would support the idea that immune response is a hardwired seventh sense. One possible example comes from sickness behavior. Perhaps an overwhelming input of signals from the seventh sense informing the brain of pathogenic infection spills over and disrupts the circuits that modulate sleeping, hunger, and so on during illness, leading to the characteristic set of behavioral changes that develop its affected individual. Alternatively, the microorganism information relayed to the brain by the immune system may prompt the brain to initiate sickness behavior as a mean of protecting the sick individual by minimizing exposure to other pathogens and conserving energy. Our knowledge of the relationship between the brain and the immune system is still in its infancy. We should not be surprised if new discoveries in this field over the next 10 or 20 years reveal the two systems in a completely different light. The fundamental understanding we possess today will be enriched by the results of such research rather than overturned altogether. Research priorities will be mapping how the immune components and neural circuits connect, interact, and interdepend in health and disease. Knowing these relationships will allow investigators to target immune signaling in their treatment of neurological and mental disorders. The immune system is an easier drug target than the central nervous system, and it is possible that one day repair of the immune system through gene therapy or even the replacement of a flawed immune system via bone marrow transplantation will be a viable means of treating brain disorders. Given the variety of immune alterations in brain disorders, research on neuroimmune interaction will probably continue for decades to come and gradually reveal to us even deeper mysteries of the brain. So there you have it, folks, how the interaction between the body, the brain, the immune system. And in our office, we always look at the body healing itself from above down, inside out. So the body heals itself from the brain down through the spinal cord out to the different spinal nerves, and then from inside to the outside. We never try to influence it by, pills, potions, or lotions from the outside unless they're plant-based whole food that the body requests and requires, and that it works out well. So, again, a very, very good hour that we spent together. And also, don't forget, Thursday, November the 8th, we're going to be having the 30th Business Expo and Food Showcase for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce over at the Next Level Arena, located on Case Boulevard in Flemington. And you're going to have a special appearance by Bill Spadia of New Jersey 101.5 between 4 and 6 p.m. So come on out, support the vendors, support the food people out there, and we'll have a great time. And we'll see everybody next week for Get Healthy Hunterdon, brought to you by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in health care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump is scheduled to attend a series of rallies later today to give a final boost to GOP Senate and gubernatorial candidates. The president was also on the road over the weekend.
There is an electricity in the air, the likes of which I and you have not seen since the 16th election.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Gas prices are expected to continue to decline over the next few days as the price of oil continues to fall. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices have declined by 7 cents a gallon over the past week.
The national average is $2.74. Now about 18 cents lower than where prices were a month ago when they averaged $2.92 per gallon.
You would have to go back to April to find a similar national average of $2.74 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as four caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. And Amazon has said they will have free shipping to everyone during their 2018 holiday season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
One of the big issues in the 2018 midterm election is health care coverage of pre-existing conditions. In pretty much every state, Democrats are running ads that say Republicans voted against covering pre-existing conditions. But is that the real story? I had a chance to chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She's a director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum, and the first question I asked her was if these ads are being truthful.
Well, it's not, and that's one of the biggest misperceptions about the repeal and replace efforts in 2017. You know, the GOP made a lot of efforts to try to include those protections for people with pre-existing conditions, namely the Affordable Care Act, made it impossible for insurance companies to deny coverage or charge higher premiums on the basis of pre-existing conditions. And a lot of those protections were going to remain in the law. So the GOP was actually being pretty soft in terms of their, you know, actual